goes there. I won't hesitate to shoot. I know you're there. Come out before I drag your lifeless body out of there myself. What are you doing out here? The forest is off limits to non-humans who have not been passaged by our queen. Lost? Likely story. No human could have made it this far into our forest without knowing the proper paths. The sooner you tell me the truth, the sooner a proper punishment for your crimes can be given. Odds of this being the truth are so low. We would have to check through every single segment of our paths in order to find the reason why someone with the luck of the gods managed to survive. Kill you? We won't do that. Our goddess watches over nature no matter how misguided a member might be. Just because your kind was cast out of her realm does not mean we can act like savages towards your kind. However, your fate can either be comfortable or painful. If you tell the truth, you have nothing to worry about. Well, let's just say, due to our longer lifespans, torturing you for a lifetime isn't as impossible. Something thin, then it looks infected. How long ago did this happen? 4 days? Were you walking on it before now? You used the trees for support. You must have hit a trap and wandered into the forest far away from the path to keep going. Someone must have messed up. Those traps aren't meant to kill anything. But it looks like the wire was too tight and sliced through the skin around your ankle. It's kind of ironic. This whole time, I assumed that you were lying because of the implications you had gotten through because of a fluke discovered by others, when in reality, you made it through because of a mistake, which caused you to naturally stay from the path. Unfortunately, I can't heal you with our magic because our traps are enchanted to prevent forest magic healing, to stop either runaway elves or mages to map our trap placements. I have to take you home with me. You won't be a prisoner. Instead, you'll be my personal guest. If anything happens, I'll take the fall. It's the least I can do given your situation. I mean, my own duties blinded me to your situation. Pale, weak, and scared half to death. I guess we've been on edge since the Dark Elves tried to use humans against us. You wouldn't know about that, though. Those humans are corrupted and are must do. And when I return, I'll stop by the market and pick up some supplies to help you. Until then, you should take a nap. You look nervous. How about this? I'll stay with you until you fall asleep. You can rest your head on me like a pillow. Good boy. Don't worry about dirtying the bed. I can always wash the sheets and pillows later. See the wound. I know it hurts. Just stay strong for me. Yeah, this is the cause. Let's get you dry, and I'll put something on this and wrap it up. Are you strong enough to grab my hand and lift yourself up? Don't be afraid to say no. Stop caring for you, little human. You're such a good boy. I'm going to keep you held tightly against me, and I won't leave this bed until you wake up in the morning. I never thought I could feel this way about someone, but I know that I would fight death itself.
Mm-hmm.
is it about?
Effects that dark elves have on humans. Well, when they were corrupted, the mind-bending aspect was actually taken from somewhere else. It has no effects that we know of on elves, but on humans. Let's just say that you would never be able to look at another girl in a lustful way. Nothing will be able to pleasure you but me, and in that sense, your will would be partially mine. You still have free will, but you're a young human, and I wouldn't want to take away any chances of finding someone that you feel is best for you. There's a lot of elves here. Some put my beauty to shame. Now, I'm actually under average in the looks department here. You love me? This isn't something that you can just simply undo. Okay. I'll do all. the strength, I wouldn't let you do it. You'll see why in a second. Let me just take my clothes off first. Your eyes just got so big. You flatter me. You think I'm perfect? Thank you. Let's get your clothes off next. Painful. Let me help you. That look in your eye is so cute. I'm going to start moving now, okay? So good. You fill me up so much. I haven't felt anything like this. Have you? Sweet boy, look into my eyes. That's it. Moan for me. Be a good boy. So much. I can feel your pre-cum leaking inside me. You feel so warm. Do you like the feeling of my walls gently squeezing and massaging you? The perfect mixture of rough and smooth. The way it seems to mold around you and massage every single part. Juice is absolutely coating your cock. You're in such a state of bliss, you can barely make any words out. But you're such a cute boy. Let me speed up now. You look like you're gonna come. I can feel you swelling and twitching inside of me. It roughs every single part of my insides. I'm gonna come as well. Let's come together. Oh, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Hey, how are you feeling? That look in your eyes. I'm just gonna assume that much cum isn't the average.